This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Kevin Stefanski. He's the head coach here at Cleveland Browns. He was talking about voluntary workouts when he was asked about Myles Garrett and why Myles Garrett isn't in Berea, Ohio. Myles Garrett is in Tokyo, Japan. And whether or not people are mad about that, I am not.
And is he dating that snowboarder?
I have no idea. I'd ask Mitch who it was. I forgot.
She's got okay.
That she was a snowboarder. I
remember
I didn't
her. A lot of the athletes, like during the Olympics, they're to the forefront because they get marketed so well during that month, and then gone and forgotten. I had forgotten about that girl, and then I looked her up on Instagram, and I'm like, she's enormous.
What's
she's
her name?
A huge
Chloe
following.
Kim.
Yeah.
Chloe Kim. There you go. Maybe Mary Kay knows. Mary Kay joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Can you confirm or deny that Myles Garrett and Chloe Kim are dating? Mary Kay, go.
Well, I don't know if they're dating, but they appeared on the red carpet together at the Anime Awards in Tokyo. So I don't know if they're friends or they're dating or what their relationship is, but they certainly know each other.
So that's why he's in Tokyo for the Anime Awards.
Well, he might be in Tokyo partly for the Anime Awards, but he also has a very deep affinity for Japan. And this is probably the third or fourth time he's actually been to Japan. He loves it there. And in his Instagram story, he was saying that he's looking for a place there. So I do think that that's just something he's going to do probably almost every year.
Really? I didn't know he was. I had no idea he was what they call Japanophiles or something like that, or the people who like Japan.
We're talking about an expat
here? I had no idea.
Yeah, he absolutely loves it there. And he's definitely feels akin to the culture there. He loves it. He embraces it. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of him in Japan.
We don't have enough good sushi here, especially at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God, damn it.
I told you. And, you know, the thing is.
Well, you know, 3 a.m. there is 5 p.m. here.
That's true. So it's 5 p.m. sushi.
I can't believe you ended up being right in the end.
Mary Kay, I do wonder when it comes to this, because this show in particular has never made a big deal out of who shows up to the voluntary OTAs. However, after the comments were made by Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings, I believe he spoke those comments to you, did he not, Mary Kay, down in Florida, about finding, you know, that leadership, finding guys who can step up, and now Myles, after this contract, is certainly someone that he was hoping would fill that vacuum. Do leaders have to be at these kind of activities?
Well, first of all, that was a small group of us. The beat writers that cover the meetings always sit with Jimmy and Dee Haslam for probably close to an hour-long interview in at the meetings wherever they're being held. So, yes, that was during that interview where he challenged Myles to step up his leadership efforts this year. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that they expect him to be at OTAs or that they want him to be at OTAs. Remember, these are absolutely voluntary, and I know that's, you know, some people might say that's in name only, but when you're dealing with Myles Garrett, there really, truly, probably are a little bit of a different set of rules for a superstar like that, a generational player who has established himself at least in one season as the best defensive player in the NFL, a player who will be going on to the Hall of Fame, and sometimes you do have a little bit of a different set of rules for a guy like that. It's just the way that it is. And I remember back when Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells were coaching Lawrence Taylor, and he would be, you know, late to meetings or whatever. And Bill was told that, you know, that it's LT. And okay, if he's not there yet, go ahead and start the meeting. And that's just the way that it was with them. And there might just be the slightest little bit of that with Myles. But again, these are voluntary, so no one can hold this against him in any way, shape, or form.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Just one other OTA note, because I noticed Minnesota, Kevin Stefanski's old team, they had perfect attendance. We did see Deontay Johnson, the new Browns wide receiver, maybe on his last life in his NFL journey, potentially. He was not there yesterday. That kind of came as a surprise.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised by that, too, but I don't know why he wasn't there. And at these OTAs, sometimes these guys are in and out. Maybe they're there for two of the 3 days out of the week, and they had some kind of an obligation or something like that for the other day. So probably a little unfortunate for Deontay that the day he missed this week, if he's only missing one, was the day that was open to the media. Maybe he's there today, and we might know if we look at the photos. Maybe we'll see him. But I don't know what the deal is there. I've been trying to figure out what it is. But certainly, if you're Deontay Johnson, you want to be at every single thing that you possibly can. You want to sit in the front row in the meetings. You want to be taking notes. You want to be picking the brains of other veterans on the team. And you just want to be on your absolute best behavior to make this team and reestablish yourself in the NFL.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here. So, I stopped this all short earlier because I didn't hear anybody give a reason, and I didn't want to go popping off about Deontay Johnson and find out there was a family emergency or something like that. So he just wasn't, confirming, he just wasn't there yesterday.
Well, he wasn't, but he has been there for other things. Because I have seen him in photos at the off-season program. And I had heard early on, and I wrote early on, that he was attending the off-season program. So he might be one of those guys that's been in and out a little bit, and sometimes guys will let the team know, hey, I just can't be there on this particular day. And once again, this is a time. If they have to miss a day or two, this is the time to do it, because you can't do that for mandatory minicamp. You can't do that for training camp. And once again, it's collectively bargained that they don't have to be at these.
Do you like a 4 QB race? Lima and I got into a dust up a little bit earlier about it, because Lima's saying it's got to get down to 3 as quickly as possible. And I go, no, leave it at 4. They're all competitive in some fashion. I don't care. It's still a test of the coaching staff and how they can develop and how they can prepare guys and how they can do through all this. I want to see it all. I want to see the test of the coaching staff and obviously the test of the quarterbacks.
Well, it was never really intended to be a four-way quarterback competition until they got to the fifth round of the draft and traded up for Shedeur Sanders. It was always going to be more of a three-way competition until that point. So that just extended it. And when that happened, then they really did have to go to more of the two spotting, which means that they're running these concurrent drills on both fields in 7-on-7. So it gets a little bit complicated, but I don't mind it for now. But I do really, truly believe that they have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Weed it out as fast as they possibly can, because they do not have time to try to figure out who is going to be developing that chemistry and that camaraderie with the starting cast. They cannot do that. They have to hit the ground running. The early part of their schedule is absolutely grueling, and they have to be ready to play.
Mary Kay, if you could, and I know it was tough. They were operating two different football setups yesterday concurrently to be able to get the most out of everybody involved. So were you able to break down, maybe even power rank, the arm talent from the quarterbacks yesterday?
Well, again, not really, because you kind of had to divide what you were watching. And I mostly watched Kenny and Joe. I stayed on the field with Kenny and Joe when the rookies were on the other field, because I just feel like the real starting competition is probably going to come down to those two. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I just wanted to see what those guys were able to do, especially because we had just watched all of rookie camp recently, and I watched a whole lot of Shedeur and Dylan, and I wanted to see what Kenny and Joe were kind of up to. But here's the thing to remember. If you're going to be looking at stats and the breakdown of things online, you have to be careful about numbers that you're looking at, because Shedeur Sanders, and this is just a fact, he did not take any team reps yesterday. He did not take one team rep yesterday. So when they went to 11 on 11s, he did not get those reps. Those reps went to the other three quarterbacks. So, you just really have to take with a grain of salt when you're seeing breakdowns and numbers. Now, the way that I wrote my story is that I figured people wanted to know what Shedeur was up to. And he was basically the fourth team quarterback yesterday, which I've been saying all along that he would do that, that they would have Joe and Shedeur as 3 and 4 or 4 and 3. And that's kind of the way that it's going to go. But that doesn't mean that these guys can't change it. It's up to them to flip the script. Shedeur could come back by next week and we could see him in 11 on 11s when it's open again next Wednesday. But I thought the important thing to note yesterday is they are starting him out basically as the fourth team quarterback.
I'm a little surprised, just because the media was going to be there yesterday, that they wouldn't put Shedeur in the team drills. Do you think that was by design? Do you think they did this independently? Like, basically, they don't care that the media wasn't really there. They were going to do what they plotted out to do to begin with.
It's a great question, because they may have wanted to pump the brakes on Shedeur mania a little bit and let the world know that, hey, yes, we are starting him at number four, and he's going to have to climb his way up over the other three quarterbacks if he wants to win this starting job. Or maybe that's just the way it is right now, and they're sticking with their plan. So I did think it was a little bit curious or interesting that he didn't take any of the 11 on 11s when we were out there. It wasn't as long of a practice as I thought it would be. It was only about 70 minutes. So they had two team periods, two 11 on 11s. And once again, it is hard to get everybody all the reps that they need in those 11 on 11s. And that's why they're doing the two spotting with the 7 on 7s, because you can do so many more of those. But I don't know if it was by design, if there was a method to their madness, but it stood out like a sore thumb to me that Shedeur did not take any of those 11 on 11s.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Yeah, I know what they're trying to do. I support that. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But they're going to have to weather the storm, because I don't think he's going to start the season as QB1. But if they go out there and they play decently and they win a couple of games, I know it's a tough start to the year, then everybody will be quiet. If they go out there and they get boat raced like they did last year against Dallas, like, I think the heat, if he's on the active roster, and I assume he will be, the heat's immediately going to be turned up by the national media, by fans elsewhere. Because, Mary Kay, I think if you look around the league, and I don't think you'll disagree with this, clearly he's a big story here. But, I mean, other than Aaron Rodgers, I'm not seeing a whole lot of stuff in the NFL other than, okay, Aaron Rodgers and then Shedeur Sanders and how high he can go up within the Browns organization, starting fourth on their depth chart.
Well, he definitely moves the needle. There's no question about that. And the national media, they are clamoring for Shedeur news, and they are really on board with him, probably really challenging for this starting job, it seems to me. And so I think that's where, if some of the national media would come to town, I think that they would see that it's going to be a long battle for him, a big steep climb for him to get to the top of that depth chart right now. And that's just reality. Everyone has to remember they passed on him 6 times for a reason. They were prepared for him not to be on this football team, fully prepared for him to be somewhere else. So for him to go from 4 to 1, that's a tall, tall order. I personally would be surprised if it happens that way. I actually think that with the way the schedule starts out, that they would be best served by starting one of the veterans. So it's going to be a long way up to the top for him. But the other thing to remember here is that there were not many first-round quarterbacks to talk about. There were not many quarterbacks in this class to talk about at all. So he definitely is someone that is claiming all of the attention, and it doesn't hurt his case that he comes in as as a celebrity, basically.
All right, Mary Kay, just a final note. I'm not sure you heard the story, but because you also live in a posh waterfront community, very exclusive.
Congratulations to you both on all your success.
Have you ever been conned by street hustlers? And by that, I mean kids walking up and down offering to do work in exchange for money.
No, actually, I've wished that somebody would knock on my door and ask if they could shovel my snow sometimes, but no, I really haven't. Have you had that experience?
Yesterday, Mary Kay, to power wash, to pressure wash my garbage can. Child came up to me, $15. I only had 20, no change, so it cost me 20 bucks.
It's a shame, Mary Kay, we don't live closer. I'd have Axel come over and do your driveway for free.
Oh, well, that would be great.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it because we don't live close to each other. I live in the borough. I have offered Bernie several times. He basically lives down the road. I told him, I go, you ever need anything taken care of, I'll put Axel to work for you right now on the farm.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, you and your husband, you guys ever want to move out to the borough? I will make sure it's taken care of.
All right, I'll let you know.
Offers
you'll be the first to know.
On the table. Mary Kay, thank you so much for the time. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So they are pumping the brakes a little bit on Shedeur Sanders. You over there, I mean, you yesterday were like, I can't believe this is a story in the first place. I think you're nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.